Hello, everybody, and a warm welcome to the very first A Wild Campers Diary podcast. My name is Ben, and as you might have guessed, I like to wild camp. I also can be found on YouTube. I run a YouTube channel called Londoner Outdoors, and I've been doing that for about 3.5 years now. And on that channel, I kind of document, I vlog my wild camping experiences, my outdoor experiences, but mainly wild camping. So the purpose of this podcast is really for me to kind of unpack those experiences with you, to reflect on kind of what worked, what didn't work, give you a bit of insight, a bit of behind the scenes kind of info, and maybe, just maybe, a bit of inspiration along the way. Maybe it's something that you've been thinking of doing or something that you enjoy. And in fact, that may be the reason, that's probably the reason that you're here listening to this, because you're a wild camper already. So episode one, this is the pilot, the introduction, if you like. And I've called this episode Solo Wild Camping, Am I Mad? And I'm not mad, I assure you, but I know quite a few people think that I might have a screw loose to kind of go off on my own into the forest, into the deep dark woods, if you like, with my backpack, on my own, where all sorts of things, according to them, could kind of happen to me. So why do I do that? Well, I think I don't get a lot of solitude in my life. I don't get a great deal of time alone. I think the busyness of life catches up with me, work, family, parenting, living in London, city life. It's all a bit intense at times. And I personally really benefit from getting out and having solitude, having time on my own. I find it very cathartic. I like it that I don't really have to talk to anyone. I'm quite comfortable with my own company. And I like just to kind of worry about myself, I think, and nobody else. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm a complete loner and I hate company. That's not the case. And if you've watched my YouTube channel, you'll see that I've done a few collaborations and I do group camps and so on. So I do appreciate those for what they are. And I like sharing wild camping experiences with people that are actually there. And that is something that I would love to continue. But the majority of my camps are me on my own, me out there with nature, in the outdoors. And I think the more that I've done this, this wild camping thing in the last few years, the more I've come to appreciate the outdoors and the kind of therapeutic effect of it, shall we say. You know, life can be challenging. It can throw a lot at us. And the thing I keep saying is that the outdoors and nature is free, and it's not rocket science. It's actually very good for you. It's good to get outdoors. It's good to get out of your four walls and to have a focus and to go back to simplicity. So I love reconnecting with nature. As mentioned, I love being out in the outdoors, but I just love the simplicity of just getting back to basics, just putting up your shelter, keeping warm, keeping out of the elements, cooking your own food, whether that be over a stove or over a fire. And I love all the different ways that you can do that. I know some people like to have tents, some people like to have tarp shelters, and I like to mix it up. I like all of that, but I just find it immensely satisfying just getting right away and detaching from civilization. So yeah, that's the reason that I like to do solo wild camping. There is the safety question, which I get asked quite a lot, and you might be thinking as well, is it safe? You know, what if the wild axe murderer comes around the corner? What if wild animals maul me in the night? Now, if you're listening to this in the UK, you will understand that we don't have huge issues with wild animals. You know, we don't have bears and wolves roaming around southeast England. We have foxes and badgers and cows and horses and things like that. There can be dangers around those if you upset them, but it's not quite the same as what our friends maybe in North America might experience. So we don't really have that to worry about. There's no bear spray you have to carry around Sussex or Surrey here in the southeast of England. Then there's the issue of people. You know, what about people? What about the bushman, the crazy guy that's going to come around the corner? I live in a city. I live in London. And if I'm going to be honest with you, I probably feel much safer camping out on a cliff, on a beach, or in a forest on my own than being in some parts of London. I feel much, much safer. And statistically, I'm going to be much safer. Hardly anything happens to people out in the wilds of Sussex and Surrey and Essex or other places that I might go to for my wild camps. Now, I am a man, so I'm coming at this from a slightly different perspective, perhaps, as some of my friends who are female that wild camp. So it's different for all of us. We've all got different experiences. We all have different levels of what makes us feel comfortable and what doesn't. I can only go from my own experience. So I'm not saying it's something that you have to do, solo wild camping, but I'm saying if it's something that you're comfortable doing and you've been thinking about it, then I would encourage doing that. Obviously, you have to be safe. It's not about taking risks, but it is about, I think, at the same time, kind of being brave. I've just come to appreciate, especially in the last year or two, everything we've been going through in the world, that life is too short, and I think sometimes you do have to just dive in the deep end and give these things a go, safely, of course, and sensibly. But if it is something that you have been kind of umming and ahhing about and thinking, yeah, I've been thinking about a little bit of solo wild camping, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, then I would say maybe give it a go and see what you think. And I think you might be pleasantly surprised and reinvigorated by the experience. That's it in a nutshell, really. That's why I solo wild camp. I'm going to continue to do that. And I kind of break that up, of course, with collaborations and camping with friends and smaller groups and so on. That brings me to the end of episode one. It's the first time I've ever done a podcast, so completely new to it, completely new. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you do have the opportunity to leave a review or any kind of feedback, that would be massively appreciated. And if you want to see more of what I do, then do look me up on YouTube, Londoner Outdoors. And of course, I'm on Instagram as well, Londoner Outdoors. So thank you very much for listening, everyone. Take care of yourselves. And hopefully I'll see you again for episode 2.